Good evening. My name is Marcos. I'm calling from National Opinion Surveys. We're talking with people in California today, and would like to ask you a few questions on a confidential basis. For quality control purposes, this call may be monitored or recorded. Before we begin, could you please confirm that you are not driving and that you are in a place where you can talk safely?
Yes.
Okay.
Sitting in my kitchen on a stool.
Okay. And do I have the pleasure with Carol Goddard?
Carol Goddard, yes.
Okay. Ma'am, at this moment, are you or is anyone in your household employed by a newspaper, a television or radio station, or a political party, or by a candidate for political office?
No. I'm a retired school teacher, retired 25 years. I'm 84.
Okay. So in this case, not in any radio or television, correct?
No, no. The only thing I'm doing, the only thing I'm doing now for television is Nielsen is gone on my television set figuring out what I want. I mean, what I watch. That's the only thing I'm doing. That's the only thing I'm doing now.
Okay. And in what year were you born, Mom?
1939.
Okay. And ma'am, what is your main racial or ethnic heritage?
White.
Are you called white?
White.
Okay. And what is the last grade that you completed in school? Grade school, some high school graduate, some college, no degree, vocational training school, or a two-year college degree, a four-year college bachelor's degree, or something?
I was a high school teacher, so it's a minimum of 5 years in California. Minimum of 5 years in higher education. With all the years I taught teaching, I probably have 10 years of higher education. Because we have growth and improvement courses every 2 or 3 years.
So you have some postgraduate work with no degree?
A lot.
That would be the postgraduate, 2-3 years postgraduate work with
probably. I'm a retired teacher. I've been retired for 25 years. I have probably 10 to 15 years of postgraduate work.
Okay.
Because you have to take growth and improvement courses every 2 or 3 years. So
okay.
you put that on to 35 years of teaching. That's a lot of courses.
Yes, ma'am. getting started, first, do you approve or disapprove of the job Joe Biden is doing as president? Do you strongly approve it, ma'am, somewhat approve it, somewhat disapprove, or strongly disapprove?
I've been a lifelong Democrat since I was born in 1939. I was born in the regime of FDR, and I have voted 100% Democrat for my entire life.
Okay, so that would be strongly approved?
Yes.
Okay. Next, do you approve or disapprove of the job Gavin Newsom is doing as governor? Do you strongly approve it?
Yes.
Strongly approve it? Okay.
And however, we're going to have to do something about the people that can't afford to live in California and have to pitch a tent on the sidewalk.
Okay. And if the elections for state assembly were held today, ma'am, for whom would you vote, the Republican candidate or the Democratic candidate?
Democratic.
Okay. And ma'am, next I would like to read you a list of names of different people active in politics. For each one, please tell me whether you have a favorable or unfavorable impression of that person. If I mention someone you don't know too much about, just tell me and we'll go to the next question or person. I'm going to start with Donald Trump. Are you favorable, unfavorable, never heard of him, or no?
I hate him.
Okay, that would be unfavorable. And what about Esmeralda Soria? Favorable, unfavorable?
She's pretty good. She's always in the news. She's always in the news and actively working in the locality to be noticed and to get stuff done.
Okay. So that will be favorable, correct?
Yes.
And what about Joanna Garcia Rose? Are you favorable or unfavorable?
I don't know who she is.
Okay. And what about Kamala Harris?
I love her. She's a California girl.
Okay, that will be favorable, correct?
Yes.
Okay, moving on. Which one of the following issues is most important to you personally when deciding which candidate to vote for state assembly? Would you say abortion, the inflation and the cost of living, taxes, homelessness, climate change, crime and public safety, education?
For all of this, climate change. For all of this, climate change. That affects 100% of us.
Climate change, okay. And thinking ahead to the November election, ma'am, on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means you are not at all interested and 10 means that you are extremely interested, how interested are you in the November election for president in the U.S. Senate and the U.S. Congress and other state and local
offices? Extremely.
Extremely?
Yeah. Okay. Top of the list.
So, okay. Next, if the election for president was being held today, for whom would you vote? Donald Trump, Republican, or Kamala Harris, Democrats?
Kamala Harris.
Okay. And if the election for state assembly was being held today, for whom would you vote? For Esmeralda Soria, Democrats, or state assembly member, or Joanna Garcia Rose? The Republican auditor.
Soria, Democrat.
Soria.
Democrat.
And would that be a definitely Soria or probably Soria?
Definitely.
Okay. Moving on, ma'am. Would you say the economy is headed in the right direction or it is pretty seriously off on the wrong track? Economy?
Well, for some people, like the people living in tents on the sidewalk, it's not doing very well. But for the rest of us, I just bought a second house.
Okay. Okay. So that would be would you say in this case, the right direction or the wrong direction?
If you're at the bottom of the heap, it's bad news in California because it's expensive to live here. But if you are, very, very comfortable, and I am with my retirement, my husband and I were both teachers and we worked and saved our money and we have an extremely good life. He's dead now, but we're doing fine.
Okay, so in this case, on which one would you lean more towards, to the wrong track or the right track?
The right track.
Right track?
Yeah.
Okay.
Connor's on the right track.
Okay. And next, over the last few years, do you think the level of crime in your community has in the last few years, do you think the level of crime in your community has decreased, increased, or stayed the same?
I think it's gone down.
It has decreased, you said? You said increased?
No, the amount of crime has decreased.
Increased?
Decreased.
And on a different topic, have you ever voted for a Republican candidate, Lum?
Once upon a time, when John, what's his name, the Arizonan? What's his name?
Okay.
Wait a minute. Once upon a time, I was considering changing my registration to Republican so I could vote for John McCain in a primary. But he didn't even get to the West Coast because California votes really late at that time. His own political party under the Bushes finished off John McCain before he ever got to California for a primary. They accused him of having a love child who was black. It was the child that the family had adopted from India. It wasn't a love child. It was a made-up story by the Bushes. And they finished him off, and I kept my registration Democrat.
Okay.
That's what I think about the Bushes.
So in this case, have you ever voted for a Republican candidate?
I never have. I was going to vote for John McCain in the primary, but he never got out here. They finished him off in South Carolina.
So
that was Lee Atwater. Lee Atwater was the bad news bear that the Bushes used to do that sort of thing.
And although you have never voted for a Republican candidate, ma'am, before, would you consider voting for a Republican candidate this year?
No.
No?
The Republican Party has gone off the rails.
Okay.
The Republican Party has gone off the rails. They're a cult. They're a cult around Trump.
Okay. Ma'am, now I'd like to read you a few statements that you might hear about Joanna Garcia Rose during a campaign. After I read each statement, please tell me whether it makes you more likely or less likely to vote for her for state assembly.
I'm not voting for her. I will not vote for her. I like Soria. She's out and about. She's in the news. She gets stuff done, and I get a lot of information from her.
Okay. May I read you the statements, ma'am, just for quality purposes?
Who's paying for this call?
This will be from Opinion Research, ma'am. Yes, National Public Opinion Firm, ma'am. The first statement, ma'am, it reads, as a professional auditor, Joanna Garcia Rose can find corrupt politicians, tell public and law enforcement, and put the corrupt politicians in prison where they belong. With that statement, would it make you much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, much less likely, or would it make no difference for your supporter?
I'd have to fact check it. If this is a Republican phone call, the Republicans lie like a doormat. You lie. If you're a Republican operative, the Republicans just lie.
Okay, ma'am. Yes, this was for quality purposes.
Okay.
In this case, it would make no difference?
No, I would not even consider at this at this juncture of even considering voting for a Republican. Your whole political party stinks.
Okay.
It's a Trump cult.
And what about the following statements? To make California more affordable, Joanna Garcia supports eliminating all taxes on food, clothing, gas, and other everyday items. Would that make you much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, or much less likely? Or would it make no difference for you to support Rose Garcia?
No difference.
And what about the statement that reads in the assembly, Joanna?
Remember, I'm a public school teacher, and public school teachers are supported by state taxes. And if there's no state taxes, our retirement and our wages go down.
Okay.
So that doesn't sound like I think it's a good idea.
Okay. And what about the following statements? In the assembly, Joanna Rose will write a law banning politicians from trading stocks and making other investments with the information they learn while in public office. Would that make you much more likely to support her, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, or much less likely?
You can write all of the legislation you want, but somebody has to enforce it. I don't see much enforcement.
Okay. So in this case, would you say no difference, much less likely, somewhat less likely, somewhat more likely, or much more likely?
I haven't seen any legislation about enforcement.
Okay. Okay, and what about the statement that reads, Joanna Garcia Rose supports mandatory prison sentences for meth and fentanyl dealers and one-strike life in prison for sexual predators who molest children? Would that be much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, or much less likely, or would it make no difference for you to support?
First of all, you have to figure out how many prisons you have and how many people they can hold, and when you are going to put everybody in jail for every conceivable violation, you're going to have overflowing prisons, and the courts are going to say, empty them out. And that's exactly what happened in the last 5 years.
Okay.
You want to build more prisons, or you want to build more schools?
Okay. So in this case, would you say no difference, or would it make you much less likely to support?
I would not vote for anybody I've never heard of. And I have never heard of Miss Rose.
Okay. So it would make no difference. Or you do not know, correct?
I am going to vote Democrat straight down the ticket.
Okay. What about the following statements? He reads, Joanna Garcia Rose is a professional auditor who will go over state spending line by line and tell the public about whatever waste, fraud, or corruption she finds. Does that make you much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, or much less likely, or would it make no difference for you to support Joanna Rose Garcia with this?
We have a Democrat that does. We have a Democrat in office that does the same thing.
Okay. Now that you've heard some more information, if the election for state assembly was being held today, for whom would you vote? For Joanna Garcia Rose, Republican, or auditor, mother, or Esmeralda Soria, Democrat state assembly member?
Democrat.
Soria, correct?
Yes.
Okay. And allow me one moment, so that will be Sophia. Bear with me while I go ahead and unnote it down. Allow me one moment. Bear with me now. Okay, ma'am, next I would like to read you a few statements that you might hear about Esmeralda Sofia.
I've been on the phone now for 15 minutes.
We're actually at 73%, ma'am. I'm gonna make it brief for you. The most it'll take is four
minutes. You're taking too long. Your survey is way too long. Whoever's making up your survey, tell them to shorten it.
We're at 73%. We're almost done. I'll make it brief for you, okay? Esmeralda Sofia voted to give herself taxpayer money to pay for her political campaigns. This money could...